Australia in 13 days. It is glorious to be off at last, alone and in peace, after the hurry and bustle of those last 3 weeks. Now I have time to think. Where am I bound for today? Vienna. Am I really to see this city of dreams? No, only the aerodrome. Never mind. Flying is my job this trip, not sightseeing. Jason is a dear. He's behaving splendidly. Look how he's weathering this terrible dust storm just outside Baghdad. The different lands flash by. Here we are in India. How proud my Jason was to reach here in 6 days. But alas, his pride was quickly dashed. The monsoon's raced us after all. We were very disappointed, but it was no use sitting down to cry. Poor old Jason was so upset that he ran his nose right into a ditch in the wrong field when we were trying to find the race course at Rangoon. But that was when we lost our chance of beating the record. We cheered up a wee bit when the three arched rainbows circled us in the Java Sea. But it wasn't till we actually sighted Australia that we were really happy. Then we just shouted for joy.
There's a little lady who has captured every heart, Amy Johnson, it's you. We have watched and waited since the day you made your start, Amy Johnson, it's true. Since the news that you are safe has come along, everyone in town is singing this love song. Amy, wonderful Amy, how can you blame me for loving you? Since you've won the praise of every nation, you have filled my heart with admiration. Amy, wonderful Amy, I'm proud of the way you flew. Believe me, Amy, you cannot blame me, Amy, for falling in love with you.